Wonderland, Part 8. Rose. Wait, stop! Mavis was running after the van, but it didn't stop. It kept going until it disappeared from sight. Mavis stopped running and stomped her foot. Dang it! Rose ran to catch up with her. What's wrong? She said. What's wrong? Didn't you hear what that man said? About what? About Henry. Mavis gestured in the direction where the van had disappeared. He said Henry doesn't race anymore. So why is he there? Well, we have to go there, Mavis said. Rose had a bad feeling that Mavis was about to talk her into doing something she wouldn't want to do. Go where? She asked. But she knew the answer. Wonderland, Mavis said, throwing her arms out and then dropping them with a loud slap against her legs. Yep, Rose had been right. Mavis was going to try to convince her to go to Wonderland. But that would be crazy. In fact, that would be the craziest thing Rose had ever done. Crazier than going back to those woods where she wasn't supposed to go. Crazier than taking those little quiches her mother always kept for company. Crazier than bringing Henry to Mr. Duffy. Don't you get it? Mavis said. If Henry isn't racing anymore, then what's he doing there? What happens to the dogs who don't race? Maybe they get sent to the dog pound or something. Let's go find out. How are we going to go to Wonderland? I don't even know for sure where it is, but I know it's way up on the other side of the highway. I'm not even allowed to go near the highway. We'll ride bikes. We can do it. Then Mavis started rambling on and on about how they would go to Wonderland and find Henry. Mavis always made everything sound so easy. Suddenly there were two Roses. One Rose wanted to say no. She wanted to say forget it. She wanted to go back home and sit in Grace's room by herself. But the other Rose wanted to do their special handshake and say, let's go for it. But both Roses just stood there listening to Mavis make everything sound so easy. Mavis. Geez, you would have thought I'd committed a crime or something, Mavis's mother said as she took pizza out of the microwave. It looked like a sugar bowl to me. How was I supposed to know it was for salt? She cut the pizza into slices and dropped them onto a plate for Mavis. Who ever heard of a salt cellar, anyway? She said. While Mavis ate her pizza, her mother went on and on about Mrs. Tully, how she'd gotten so irritated when her mother didn't know how to cook artichokes. And who cares whether you serve the chicken platter from the left or the right? And what's the point of having dishes that you can't even put in the dishwasher? But Mavis wasn't listening. She was thinking. Could she convince Rose to go with her to Wonderland? If she could, where would they get another bicycle? Mavis had only seen one in the garage. If they did get another bicycle, would they be able to find Wonderland? And if they did, would they get in? If they got in, would Henry still be there? So many questions. Rose. When the old Ode to Joy doorbell rang, Rose opened the front door and there was Amanda Sim. I'm selling raffle tickets for my swim team, Amanda said, to raise money for our meet in Birmingham. How much are they? Rose asked. They're $5 each, and there are a bunch of prizes, including a weekend timeshare condo in the Smoky Mountains, Amanda said. Will you ask your mama? Sure, just a minute. Rose found her mother on the screen porch reading and told her about Amanda's raffle tickets. Her mother said she would buy 5. When Rose returned to the front door with the money, Amanda thanked her and turned to leave. Wait, Rose said. Amanda waited. Rose shifted from one foot to the other. In her head, she argued with herself. Ask her. Don't ask her. Ask her. Don't ask her. And then she said, can Mavis and I borrow your bike? She asked. Amanda narrowed her eyes. What for? Just a ride. Ride where? Then Rose argued with herself again. Fib, don't fib, fib, don't fib. And then she did. To ride around Magnolia Estates, she fibbed. Maybe we could come to some of your swim meets. Amanda crooked her head with a skeptical look all over her face. If she didn't answer soon, Rose was going to slam the door and run up to Grace's room. But then Amanda said, "Sure, I guess so." Rose couldn't wait to tell Mavis that she had asked Amanda about borrowing her bike. She was so proud of herself that she called Grace and told her about Mavis's crazy plan to go to Wonderland. "No way," Grace said. "Yes way." Rosie, that's awesome," Grace said. "I'm so glad you have a friend like Mavis." "Yeah, me too." But of course, Rose didn't tell Grace that she didn't really want to go to Wonderland, that the thought of riding her bike across the highway gave her a stomach ache, and that she could never be as brave and adventurous as Mavis was. That evening, the Magnolia Estates Garden Club sat on the Tully's patio, sipping sweet tea and talking about Mr. Duffy. Rose sat on the window seat in Grace's room and listened with a knot of dread going inside her. "Sometimes I wonder if he's going deaf," one lady said. "I specifically told him my niece was coming last Tuesday, and he swears up and down I never did." "When Wanda Lawrence came to hang my new drapes," another lady said, "she told me he had been sleeping when she stopped at the gatehouse." The others mumbled things like, "Good heavens," and "Seriously?" Rose could picture them down there nibbling on their quiches and nodding at one another, and it made her feel terrible when she realized they were right. But was Mavis right? If Mr. Duffy had another dog to love, would he really be like his old self again? And could he ever love Henry the way he'd loved Queenie? But that didn't matter anyway, because Henry belonged at Wonderland. Still, Mavis had a point. If Henry wasn't racing, why was he there? Then one of the ladies down on the patio said, "Well, personally, I think it's time to discuss Mr. Duffy at our board meeting." Those words hit Rose hard, like a punch. So she made a decision right then and there. She would go to Wonderland with Mavis. Henry. When the bald man named Roger opened the crate and let Henry out of the van, the dog's heart sank. Just as he had suspected, he was back at Wonderland. Henry didn't understand what was going on in the place where he had lived his whole life. First of all, he wasn't racing anymore. Why? He had been racing for as long as he could remember, and now he wasn't. Maybe he wasn't quite as fast as he used to be. Maybe that bad hip of his made him limp sometimes. But still, racing was what he had always done, and now he wasn't. And second of all, had he been moved out of the kennels where he had always lived? Now he was in a new building where every few days one of the dogs left and didn't come back. Where were they going? Why weren't they coming back? Maybe something bad was happening to them. Henry felt scared and confused. He was convinced he shouldn't stay here in this new place. He would wait for just the right time, and then he would run away. Mavis. It had been raining for 3 days. Mavis was bored. She and Rose had been to the gatehouse every day. Sometimes the three of them played cards, but most of the time they stared out at the rain, which left little rivers running along the edges of the streets of Magnolia Estates. The heat left the gatehouse windows cloudy with steam, and the air smelled like mildew. Mavis couldn't wait until she and Rose went to Wonderland. If only the rain would stop. And speaking of Rose, Mavis could hardly believe that she had convinced Amanda to let them borrow her bike. Such an un-Rose-like thing to do. But Mavis was a little worried that Rose might change her mind about going to Wonderland. The more it rained, the more Mavis worried. She also worried that if they waited much longer, Henry might be gone. Since he didn't race anymore, would he still be at Wonderland? And if he wasn't, where would he be? Mavis had never been a worrier, but now she was. Not as much as Rose, of course, but still. If only it would stop raining so she and Rose could go to Wonderland. Rose had two feelings twirling around together. First of all, she was feeling pretty proud of herself for asking Amanda if she and Mavis could borrow her bike. Maybe she really was getting to be more like Mavis. But twirling around with that feeling was another one, guilt. Rose was feeling guilty that she didn't want the rain to stop. Sure, she had agreed to go to Wonderland, but now that she had committed to going, she wasn't feeling quite so sure. As long as it rained, she wouldn't have to actually do it. She could hang out at the gatehouse with Mr. Duffy instead. The problem with that, though, was that it seemed like he was getting grumpier every day. When Mildred Owens had called to complain about Mr. Duffy letting somebody selling magazine subscriptions into Magnolia Estates, he had practically hung up on her, and then he grumbled about her all morning. "That woman is so annoying she could make a preacher cuss," he said, not once but three times. When Darlene Badger had stopped by to take a look at his clipboard to make sure the guests for her barbecue were on there, he had handed it to her with a big hum. After she'd left, Mr. Duffy said, "She thinks she can charm the dew right off the honeysuckle." When the rain didn't let up, Mavis got more and more impatient. "Maybe we should go anyway," she said. "Who cares about a little rain?" But finally the day came. The rain stopped and the sun came out, drying up the puddles and making the raindrops on the dogwood tree beneath Rose's bedroom window sparkle like diamonds. Steam drifted up off of the Tully's winding driveway, and Monroe Tucker showed up to mow the lawn. Rose knew Mavis would be waiting for her at the back door. That had been their plan, to meet at the back door as soon as it stopped raining. Rose tiptoed into the hallway and listened. Was her mother home? She hoped not. If her mother saw her taking her bike out of the garage, she would be suspicious. Rose never rode her bike. Suddenly, Miss Jeter came into the foyer with a feather duster singing. That was a good sign. Miss Jeter would never sing if Rose's mother had been home. So Rose hurried down the stairs, gave a quick wave to Miss Jeter, and went out the back door. Sure enough, there was Mavis. Rose hadn't even made it to the bottom step when Mavis dashed toward the garage, hollering, "Get your bike, we're going to Wonderland." Mavis couldn't remember the last time she'd had such an adventure. Once, back in Georgia, when Jonelle Bolt was sleeping over, they had sneaked out of the house after her mother went to bed and gone up to the 7-Eleven to buy candy. But on the way back home, the cops had stopped them and told them that two little girls shouldn't be out alone so late at night. They had taken Jonelle and her home in their patrol car and then woke up her mother. Whoo, boy, that had been a scene. No wonder Jonelle never wanted to come over to her house again. But that had been nothing compared to this adventure. Amanda had agreed to leave her bike for them beside the garage, so now Rose and Mavis were walking the bikes through the woods on the way to the highway. Rose had a million questions, and Mavis had an answer for every one of them. How were they going to get across the highway? Easy. They'd walk along the edge until they got to the stoplight. How were they going to find Palmetto Road? No problem. There weren't that many roads in Landry. It shouldn't be hard. What were they going to do when they got to Wonderland? They'd find somebody in charge and tell them they wanted to see Henry. On and on and on. A million questions. Mavis led the way, pushing Amanda's bike through the woods, weaving in and out of prickly bushes, and occasionally lifting the bike over fallen trees until they reached a clearing. There, below a grassy ravine, was the highway. Her inside swirled with excitement, but one look at Rose told her that Rose's insides were not swirling with excitement. Rose looked like she was ready to turn her bike around and head for home any minute. Mavis knew she had to act fast. "Come on," she said. "Let's ride down to where the stoplight is." Then she jumped on the bike and pedaled as fast as she could down the ravine and along the edge of the highway. Every now and then she glanced behind her to make sure Rose was following. "Hurry up," she called to Rose, who was falling farther and farther behind. When she got to the stoplight, she waited for Rose to catch up. If everything went according to plan, they would find Wonderland over there on the other side of the highway. Then they would find out where Henry was. She was sure that everything about her plan was perfect. Rose. As Rose pedaled hard to keep up with Mavis, she once again had that feeling that they were two roses. One was the scared Rose, scared to be here riding her bike along the edge of a busy highway with cars zooming by so fast the wildflowers danced in the breeze when they passed. Scared that her mother was going to find out about this very un-Rose-like thing she was doing. Scared that even if they found Henry, and even if Henry needed a home, Mr. Duffy wouldn't want him and would be unhappy with her. Mr. Duffy had never been unhappy with her before, but then there was another Rose, a Rose who was thrilled with a wild adventure, a Rose who was as brave as her best friend Mavis, a Rose who wished her sister could see her now. But when she finally caught up with Mavis and found herself crossing the busy highway at the stoplight, that second Rose quickly disappeared. Why had she let Mavis talk her into this? But it was too late to turn back now. They were already crossing the highway, and Mavis was hollering, "Follow me!" And so she did. She followed Mavis up one street and down another, through neighborhoods with small brick houses and tiny yards, where kids playing in the street stared at them when they pedaled by, past a car repair shop, a tattoo parlor, a florist, and a barber shop, past Brookhaven Baptist Church and Patton Road Car Wash and Miss Banner's Daycare Center. Then they turned a corner, and suddenly Mavis squealed, "There it is!" Sure enough, looming ahead was a large sign reading Wonderland Greyhound Park. Mavis let out a whoop and motioned for Rose to follow her through the empty parking lot and right up to the entrance gate beside the ticket booth. Mavis jumped off her bike and jiggled the gate. Locked. Rose felt a wave of relief wash over her. "It's closed," she said to Mavis. "We should leave." "No way. There are people in there." Rose peered through the fence. Inside the park were folks wearing red caps and t-shirts with Wonderland on them. Some were walking dogs that looked a lot like Henry. "Hey," Mavis called through the gate. No one seemed to notice. "We should leave," Rose said again, glancing back in the direction of the highway. She reached into her pocket and rubbed Grace's silver dollar. Mavis waved and hollered at folks inside Wonderland until finally some woman with a bushy gray ponytail under her Wonderland cap came to the gate and asked Mavis what she wanted. "We're looking for a dog," Mavis said. "A rescue dog?" the woman asked. Mavis' face lit up. "Yeah, a rescue dog, right, Rose?" Rose nodded. "Do you have an appointment?" the woman asked. Rose couldn't believe her ears when Mavis said yes. Mavis sure was a good fibber. She didn't even look one bit guilty. Rose felt a wave of admiration. The woman unlocked the gate, and just like that, Rose and Mavis were inside Wonderland. Mavis. Mavis could hardly believe how great this adventure was turning out. She had actually found Wonderland, and now she had convinced someone to let them in. Wonderland was a hustle-bustle of activity. Everywhere Mavis looked were dogs. Dogs on leashes, dogs in kennels, dogs playing in grassy fenced areas. And all the dogs looked a lot like Henry, with long skinny legs and long pointy noses. Mavis kept saying to Rose, "Isn't this cool? And did you see that?" Rose would nod or shrug. Mavis wished that Rose were having as much fun as she was, but it didn't seem like she was. The woman with the bushy gray ponytail led them to a cinder block building. "Here you go," she said. Mavis leaned her bike against the building and went inside, motioning for Rose to do the same. Inside, the air was damp and smelled like dogs. Along each side were rows of kennels. Beside most of the kennels was a barking dog, a greyhound like Henry. At the end of each kennel was a small door that led to the outside kennel. Roger, the man who had picked Henry up in the van, was washing metal bowls. "Can I help y'all?" he said. "I don't have any appointments until tomorrow." "We're looking for a dog," Mavis told him. "Got an appointment?" Roger said. Mavis couldn't think of a good fib, so she said, "We're looking for that white dog with the brown spot on his side." "Ah, y'all are the ones who found that rascal who ran off." The man dried his hands on his jeans. Mavis nodded. "His name is Henry, and we found him, and he really loves us. But Mr. Duffy called to have him picked up. Right, Rose?" Rose nodded. Roger chuckled. "His name is Alabama Rocket Boy, and he's a naughty one." "Alabama Rocket Boy? What kind of a name was that for a dog?" "Can we see him?" Mavis asked. Roger led them down the row of kennels. When they got to the last one, which was empty, Roger whistled. Sure enough, Henry came leaping through the little door from outside and darted over to the front of the kennel, wagging his tail and whining with excitement at the sight of Rose and Mavis. "Hey, Henry," Mavis said, stooping and putting her hand through the chain link for him to sniff. Henry wagged his tail so hard his whole body wagged. "He remembers us," Mavis said. Rose ran her hand along Henry's nose. Mavis told Roger how she and Rose had found Henry in the woods and taken him to Mr. Duffy. "We wanted Mr. Duffy to keep him, but he said Henry belonged here." "Well, if one of y'all wants a dog, you've come to the right place," Roger said. "Old Rocket Boy here is ready for adoption." "He is?" Mavis turned to Rose. "See, I told you, I knew it." Then she turned back to Roger and said, "We'll take him." Rose gave her a wide-eyed look and said, "But you can't just take him," Roger said. Mavis stood up. "Why not?" Roger told Rose and Mavis about the Wonderland Adoption Center. The dogs were greyhounds who had lived their whole lives right here at the racetrack. They had been trained to run since they were puppies. When they were ready to race, they lived in the race kennels. By the time the dogs were there 3 or 4 years, they were too old to race anymore. "Too old," Mavis said. "Yep, they slow down, like Rocket Boy." He nodded toward Henry. "He's got a bum hip, too. A few years of hard racing will do that sometimes. What happens when they get old?" "They're ready for adoption," Roger said. "I try my best to find him a good home." "Really?" Mavis looked at Rose. "Then we'll adopt him, right, Rose?" "Whoa now," Roger said. "It doesn't happen like that. For one thing, y'all have to have a grown-up with you, and then there's paperwork and interviews and home inspections and stuff." Mavis felt her shoulders droop. All her careful planning hadn't included this. Now what? How could she and Rose get Henry and Mr. Duffy together? "Well, I think she'll figure it out, don't you? 'Cause Mavis is tenacious." Night, girls. Love ya.